Time to say hello to Wesley Spurlock up in Stratford this morning. What's going on up there? Is it nice and cool?
Oh, yes. It's a nice morning, but not near as cool as we were a couple weeks ago when we were in the mid and low 60s. I see it's down on that Sunray Mesonet that you see on the West Texas Mesonet deal is about 4 miles from just east of our farm, kind of sets in there. I see it's 75 this morning. Stratford's 71. And we were 104 to 106 yesterday on those two.
Isn't it supposed to be cooler north of here?
Do what?
Isn't it supposed to be cooler up your direction than it is down in Dimmitt?
Oh, could be a little cooler.
Since you're north of here, I figured it'd be cooler.
Well, we should be, but it is plenty hot. It is a tough year on our farms.
Well, we got hot weather. We got hiss and miss rain showers. We got high crude oil prices. We got a big mess going on. We could talk to Dr. Mark Welch yesterday about all this stuff. It's got to scratch your head and try to put out the first fire first, I guess. Which one's the most hot to get? It's a big mess out there right now.
Yeah, it really is. I guess probably the only thing that's kind of holding somewhat decent are natural gas prices. So, because our irrigation wells are getting no rest other than when one breaks and you have to pull it and put it back together quickly to get it back in the ground.
What's your crop breakdown up there this year? What do you got going on for corn and cotton and all that?
We've got a little more cotton. We had a really good back there, the wheat all died, and we went in and took the 30% payment on it so we could plant cotton and thinking, well, things will change. It's El Nino year. No, it comes a little later, and we planted a couple thousand acres of dry land cotton, and it all came up, looks good, sitting there, and hasn't had a rain on it since it's been out of the ground. And we've had 4.5 to 5 inches across our farm since probably November of last year. And that all happened April, May, a little bit in the 1st of June.
Hey, I bet the weeds are still doing pretty good, though.
Actually, a lot of them are dying. They look pretty rough. They're not dead, but they're not growing, so amazingly enough, they're taking a pretty good beating themselves.
Well, the weeds are doing good down here.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was some rains that came, I think, slipped across that missed areas up here. It's been so spotty, though. So, I mean, some areas will get pretty good rain, and then in the same county, there's strips that don't get anything. And we've had a little bit of that where one side of the farm gets a little bit and the other gets nothing. But, boy, the toughest thing is if you're going down any of these roads in a sprayer and you're above that corn, which the corn's a little on the short side, there's not any fields that aren't just had a lot of wave in them, just lots of up and down, and southwest sides are burnt and in bad shape, and I know that's the same as all crops. It's just not one of the prettiest years you'd want to see.
So were you part of the corn growers trip last week to D.C.? I think I saw your picture on something.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we went, and Monday we visited. We went to USDA and they take us into one room, and we started with FSA and top people at FSA and visited with them, and then NRCS came in and visited with them for about an hour, and then we visited with RMA and where they're at and what they're doing. And so we got to spend about 3 hours and sit and visit with all their people. That was really a good meeting. And then met with several of the Texas delegation during the next 2 days. And they continued on. I had to come out on Wednesday night to get back for a deal. But they were there all day Thursday, all day Wednesday and Thursday. So I was with them till about 1 o'clock on Wednesday. So it was a good trip, visiting on lots of stuff, hoping to get some new stuff done in agriculture, and anything we can do to help somebody, just give us a call and we'll work with them.
Did you guys have a chance to sit down with the Ag Secretary at all?
No, not this time. We have visited with her before, but I'm not sure. She wasn't in town, I don't believe. She's in and out. Visited with her, one of her chief of staff, and talked to them a little bit. Not chief of staff, but one of her top staff. Visited with them and kind of gave us different concerns and what they're working on and trying. So it's well worth it anytime we go up there, and it's a lot of walking and a lot of work to try to catch and visit everybody that you want. And some days we get them. Supposed to go in and visit with the Economic Council at the White House in the the office building right next to the White House. It used to be the Department of the Navy, Eisenhower Building, I believe, is what it's called. But anyway, they were supposed to go in there Wednesday afternoon late, and something happened and not able to get into there. They all had approval, and I think they tried to do it and maybe got it done on Thursday. So, but yeah, we take lots of people, some directors, some farm wives, individuals that want to just go up and learn and work. We try to get a lot of anybody that really has a desire to learn what's going on and how to work that for agriculture in Washington.
Well, at least we have Brick Rollins, who has a clue what's going on, with 4-H FFA member, and you know, was growing up on the old farm and ranch. So that's at least some positive news there.
That really is. She has a real strong understanding of it. And anytime anybody's visited with her and talked to her, she can communicate with you and visit with you on it. And she's not sitting there like a deer in the headlights. She knows exactly what's going on with us and understands it real well. And right now, the fertilizer problems that we've got are really being looked at a couple different levels. So we may be able to get something taken care of there, or at least make those companies pay for what they've done to us. It would be a great deal. Get them back online and taking care of the American agriculture first, like they're supposed to.
I'm not going to call you old, Wesley, but you've been farming a long time. Is this probably the most challenging year you've been through so far?
Well, it has been a challenging year but I mean, when I look back, there's been some tough ones through there. Probably the hottest year we've ever had, and things didn't look too good, and was a tough year. It was back in 11, and we come out of 11, then we had drought, you know, for 11, 12, and 13, to where 11, I believe 12 was the year that really got the Midwest, and we hit just 3 years in a row. And that's agriculture, Todd. It's just, they're not all fun and games. Some of them are really tough, and tough financially, tough mentally, and tough on family, farm families. And we're in one right now that's hitting on everybody in our region.
Farming's kind of like the radio business, Wesley. Only the tough survive, because we've got radio stations dropping like flies out here.
Yeah, and that makes it, that's not good for us, because y'all are our voice. And there's a lot of great ag stations in the country, and or people that are doing the same job you're doing and working that. And we need all of y'all's voice strong and continuing on for us.
So what do you got on the old agenda today up at the farm?
Oh, just make sure those irrigation wells run and hope another one doesn't go down. This has been our year for repairs, and thank goodness a lot of it happened before that corn crop was in the ground. We've had to rebuild lots of stuff this year, lots of irrigation pumps. So we're hoping that's not the case, and we're just going to go through another day and be nice to keep it kind of around 101 instead of that 105 and 6 that was kind of in our area yesterday.
So how much corn you got up there this year?
Oh, we've got about 5,000 acres, and it's not going to yield like 5,000 acres.
Well, the corn market's going to be bullish, it sounds like, for the month of August.
I was going to say that's the only bright spot you really see is that it is moving back up into that $5 range. And if the heat stays on and gives problems on the Midwest, then it'll do a little of that. So,
well, got to hang in there and keep the old rain gauge handy. You never know.
No, that's right. We'll keep the dust out of them so we can get a good count on the rain when it does come. We had some little clouds around last night that kind of bounced up, and they cooled us off a little quicker than normal. So that was good.
Every time I look at our rain gauge here, it's got a lot of bugs in it and dust.
Yeah, the bugs aren't even surviving the heat.
Well, I'm still spraying around this place because you never know out in this 4-acre pasture, you get all sorts of crap out here.
Yep, lots of stuff shows up. So,
hey, have a good day, Wesley. It's always good to talk to you up there in Stratford, and let's get some rain and some things settled on the farm. I was at the Iowa farm last weekend. I had a hailstorm last Monday, so just one day away from something.
Well, we'll hope for something. So y'all have a great one, and if you need anything, give me a call, and make sure if you any of our producers and families need anything, with give Texas Corn a good call, a call down there in Lubbock, and visit with them.
I'm a little jealous, Wesley, that David Gibson's going to retire. So, you know, it's one of those deals.
Nope. David has done a tremendous job for us for a long time. And we spent a lot of time, the committee that did it had spent a lot of time working on that and going. And I was pretty surprised and really glad that when it was all done and it come back, that Bryce was the one they picked up and will become our new director. So been with us 8 years, I believe, and so he'll really be a good one, and everybody's pretty well pleased with it.
All right, Wesley, good to talk to you, man. We'll do it again in August.
Well, y'all have a great day, and hopefully we'll get some rain before good rains before we talk again.